This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Dexter Gordon, birthday today, born in Los Angeles, 1923, died in Philadelphia, 1990, played the tenor sax, a bit of an actor, if you had the pleasure of watching Around Midnight. I thought I'd put something on first, at length, to let him stretch out a little bit, sort of his beginning of his middle period, 1955, a Bethlehem long playing record with Kenny Drew on piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and long time L.A. drummer Lawrence Marable. And we will hear Autumn in New York by Vernon Duke, Confirmation by Charlie Parker, and Darn That Dream by Jimmy Van Heusen.
Thank you.
Dexter Gordon in L.A. 1955 for Bethlehem Records. Kenny Drew piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Lawrence Marable on the drums. We heard Autumn in New York, Confirmation, and Darn That Dream. And this is Dexter's birthday. He was born this date, 1923, in Los Angeles. And I'm going to have some more stuff for you about him in different ways and different times. And another birthday today, and you can actually be a member of the party. Bob Hammer's having a birthday, and he's presenting his music to you. Either an 8-piece, 9-piece, 10-piece, whatever it is, he has arranged it for other artists to perform, and you can go hear them and actually talk with these people. And it's at El Malecon and Seneca and Post, actually. Specifically, it's 1122 Post Avenue. The band is called the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble. I talk about them. I talk about them more in the sense of getting people out, up and out, participating that way. There's no cover. Families are welcome. If you want to call me here, I'll be happy to give you the number if you have any more specific questions about it. The time is 6 until 8:30 this evening. A celebration of Bob Hammer's birthday and his music. And he has had a long and distinguished career. And it's important to, you know, participate in that positive way. Plus the fact you get the money going around, you know, it does. It helps. It gets things moving. The blood, so to speak, moving around. That's at El Malecon, Seneca and Post, 6 to 8:30. The Full Circle Jazz Ensemble. All right. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Charles Wright Academy, serving college-bound girls and boys grades pre-K through 12 with a student-teacher ratio of 8 to 1. CWA believes that inspired minds grow forever. Campus tours available for parents and students. Details at charleswright.org.
Well, the sun didn't shine
down on Calvary's
mountain. Well, the sun didn't shine
on
Calvary's mountain. Well, the sun didn't shine
down on
Calvary's mountain when my Lord was dying on the cross.
Well, the sun didn't shine
down on Calvary's mountain. Well, the sun didn't shine
on
Calvary's mountain. Well, the sun didn't shine
down on
Calvary's mountain when my Lord was dying on the cross.
Well, now Pilate's wife had a dream. Said it's an honest man that I have seen.
Well, you give me some water, let me wash my hands. Well, I won't be guilty of the innocent man.
Well, the sun didn't shine
down on
Calvary's mountain. Well, the sun didn't shine
down on
Calvary's mountain. Well, the sun didn't shine
down on
Calvary's mountain when my Lord was dying on the cross.
Well, now see how they done my Lord. Children, they took him on the mountain so high. They put a crown of thorns upon his head, and the blood gushed from his side.
Well, they hammered his hands, and they rippled his feet. Well, the hammer was heard in Jerusalem street.
Well, well, good Lord, it was Jesus hanging on the cross. Hallelujah.
Well, the sun didn't shine
down on Calvary.
there's a mountain where the sun didn't shine. There's a mountain where the sun didn't shine.
Down on
Calvary's mountain when my Lord was dying on the cross.
Isn't that something? I mean, it's just four people. And wonderful rhythm and the gospel tradition. The Golden Gate Quartet, 1941 for OK Records. The tenors in there, Henry Owens and Bill Landford, the basses, Willie Johnson and Arlandis Wilson. The Sun Didn't Shine. Roosevelt Fenoy wrote that. If you like that sort of thing, get it. I mean, you can go out to a place where they sell music. The Golden Gate Quartet. And then you might want to hear the Charioteers or the Deep River Boys or what comes to mind. Nothing, as usual. That happened to me, especially during tests. Rosetta Tharpe. Wonderful. Mahalia Jackson, equally so. And the Golden Gate Quartet. Take you to 1929 now. This is Clara Smith, Columbia Records, Let's Get Loose. Ooh, she's going to sing it for you. The cornet player is Ed Allen. The others we don't know. There are some people who say, yeah, I know who it is, but they don't. Clara Smith, 1929.
Like a snake was crawling up my spine. Had my drink of gin, so now I feel I can do more wiggling than I kneel. Honey, let's get loose. Oh, let's get loose. Come along with me, we will make whoopee. Honey, let's get loose. When the bulldog chased the pussycat, what the tomcat done, it's tight like that. Don't you tell me that my man ain't tight. If he ain't, a snake ain't got no bite. Oh, let's get loose. Honey, let's get loose. Come along with me, we will make poopy. Honey, let's get loose. Never walk without my walking cane. Wanna ride, ain't gonna be no train. Met a red-headed, bow-legged man today. Bound to get broke when I get my pay. Let's get loose. Oh, let's get loose. Come along with me, we will make hoopee. Honey, let's get loose. Get fixed up with a monkey plan at the tin web ball. They all don't hand. Mr. Mule walked in and showed his can and hollered, let's get loose. Oh, let's get loose. Come along with me, we will make hoopee. And let's get loose.
Clara Smith singing for you from 1929, Columbia Records, Let's Get Loose, Ed Allen's Cornet, and others. Clara Smith. Dexter Gordon again, this time with Wardell Gray, two tenor saxophonists. They've kind of got things started in that direction of having two of the same musical instruments going at each other in a friendly way, of course. There are all kinds of stories long before these guys of after hours places, and that's what it was, you know, cutting contest. Willie the Lion Smith told a story about playing the piano, and Fats Waller came in. He was just a kid, and he says, "I came to cut you." And Willie the Lion said, "I'll cut you. I'll cut you to a gravy." Whoa. But the two tenors, Dexter Gordon and Wardell Gray in Hollywood, got started with what they call the Chase. Now, listening to it before I put it on the disc for you, I know that Dexter is the first sound after they do the ensemble. And the difference in the tones, I would say that Dexter's tone is brighter in sound. Wardell's is wonderfully soft, almost muted. And pay particular attention to the introduction, because I'm going to do something with that. Jimmy Bunn is here playing the piano, Red Callender bass, and Chuck Thompson on the drums, and Dexter Gordon on his birthday today, playing the tenor, and Wardell Gray, and The Chase.
Thank you.
Dexter Gordon and Wardell Gray, two tenors, Hollywood, June 1947 for Dial Records, with Jimmy Bunn piano, Red Callender bass, Chuck Thompson on drums, and what they call the Chase. Now, the reason I ask you to stay with that introduction, in November of 1947, Charlie Parker recorded Klaktovedestein, did two takes of it, we're going to hear that, with Miles Davis, trumpet, and Charlie Parker, alto, Duke Jordan, on piano, Tommy Potter bass, and Max Roach on drums. And Charlie Parker used the introduction that Dexter and Wardell had done as a kind of a nod to the West Coast from the East Coast. So I'll play for you first just the introduction of the Chase that we just heard, and then to November 1947 Charlie Parker Quintet. Thank you. Charlie Parker, November 1947, and for Dial Records. Collective Edestine, take one and take two. issued take, the second one. Miles Davis trumpet and Charlie on alto, Duke Jordan piano, Tommy Potter bass, and Max Roach on the drums. And as I said, the introduction came from next to Gordon Wardell Gray earlier in the year when they did their Chase. Now, let's see. We got to do this. I mean, we don't have to do this. I want to do this. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
UFCW21, a private sector union with over 36,000 members across the state, from entry-level to long-term professional jobs, serving customers and patients every day in grocery stores, retail, and healthcare jobs. Info at UFCW21.org.
Now, a little story about how things change, and we know they change, and they change faster. With money, of course, I'm sure. Or as Al Capone said, with a gun. Nevertheless, seriously, 90 years ago, approximately, maybe even more, a gentleman named Perry Bradford was going around knocking on doors of the record companies and saying, look, we got some people out here that'll make you some money. Wow. And it was the whole idea of getting black urban female blues singers on record. And the door was always slammed in his face, and of course he kept it up. Finally, in 1920, for OK Records, he got a yes, maybe, we'll see. Well, he got his foot in the door. And he got Mamie Smith and her Jazz Hounds. And Perry had written Crazy Blues. Now, what happened afterwards, you know, the business end of OK Records came through to look at the sheets and see how much the records were selling, various things like that. And in a matter of days, Crazy Blues sold 50,000 10-inch 78 records. I don't know what the records cost in those days, 25 cents or something like that, maybe a little more. Well, the door was propped open. And as we know, the floodgates. Isn't it amazing what money will do? Here's Mamie Smith and her Jazz Hounds, 1920 Crazy Blues, and then from 1938, Teddy Grace is going to sing for you her version of Crazy Blues.
What they knew, now the one I love, he don't treat me right. It makes me feel so blue, I don't know what to do. Sometimes I sit and sigh and then begin to cry. He went away and never said goodbye. I could read his letters, but I sure can't read his mind. I thought he's loving me and he was leaving all the time. So now I've seen that my poor love was blind. So now I've got the crazy blues. Since my babe went away, I ain't got no time to lose, or I must find him today. The doctor's gonna do all that he can, but what he's gonna need is an undertaker man. 'Cause my love has been refused, so now I've got the crazy blues.
Crazy Blues by Perry Bradford, and first, the first one ever, 1920, Mamie Smith and her Jazz Hounds for OK Records. Johnny Dunn, cornet, Dope Andrews on trombone, Ernest Elliott, clarinet and tenor, Willie the Lion Smith, piano, and on violin, Leroy Parker. Then a jump to 1938 for Decca, Teddy Grace singing for you, Jack Teagarden's trombone, Billy Kyle, piano, Dave Barbour on guitar, Delmar Kaplan bass, and O'Neill Spencer on drums in their version of Crazy Blues. And I can't say enough about Perry Bradford, what he got started by banging on the doors of the record companies. He has a book out. I mean, it was long ago published, and you might find a copy. I hope you do. It's called Born with the Blues, and a great title for that. And it's about the experiences of trying to get people to understand that there was a market out there for people who wanted to hear what he had to tell them about. And he got them going. Perry Bradford, thank you very much. All right. Let's see. Ah, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Hot Lips Page now, his trumpet and his voice. Thank you.
but she'd like to stay home instead. My gal knows how to work, but she'd like to stay home instead. She's so darn lazy, they call her the lady in bed. Her mama tried to raise her nights, but she couldn't even raise her head. Yes, they tried to raise her nights, couldn't even raise her head. And the day she ain't dead tired, that would be the day she's dead. She's too tired to eat, too tired to sin, too tired to reach for her quart of gin. I know she's half asleep, but she's even too tired to yawn. She's been strictly horizontal ever since the day she was born.
Hot Lips Page, trumpet and voice and leading the band. 1944, November of 1944, for Continental Records. The Lady in Bed, written by Leonard Feather. Page, as I said, and then Vic Dickinson's trombone, Lucky Thompson's tenor, Hank Jones at the piano, Sam Allen on guitar, Carl Wilson on bass, Jesse Price on the drums. 1 month later, Hot Lips Page had a date to do a V-disc. V-discs during World War II were victory discs, and they were to make music from home to send out to the men and women, boys and girls and all who were involved in the war effort. And everybody had a crank record player in those days, and these were 78, most of them, I think all of them 12-inch. 4 minutes of music on a side. So that's how this came about. Page wrote this. It's called Miss Martingale. Jack Teagarden on trombone, Ernie Cazares clarinet, Nick Kayaza tenor, Johnny Granieri piano. A very young, just out of North Texas State, Herb Ellis playing the guitar. Al Hall, string bass, and Specs Powell on the drums.
To go my bail. I've been doing 30 days, nobody to go my bail. And I'm doing 30 more on account of Miss Martingale. Ah, baby, you're gonna be my woman. You better stop running now. Ah, you're gonna be my woman. You better stop running round. Most Martin yells, yeah, and I gotta put you down.
That didn't get you to move the furniture back and start dancing, I don't know what will. Strong rhythm. Hot Lips Page, 1944, V-Disc, Miss Martingale, his voice, his composition, his trumpet, Jack Teagarden's trombone, Ernie Caceres' clarinet, Nick Chiazza, tenor saxophone, Johnny Guarneri, piano, Herb Ellis' guitar, Al Hall, string bass, and Spex Powell on the drums. Here is Count Basie, 1939, with Jimmy Rushing singing for you, and Ella Fitzgerald, 1947.
Standing in the back door crying. Yes, I left my baby standing in the back door crying. She said, baby, you got a home just as long as I've got mine. When I leave you, baby, count the days I am gone. When I leave you, baby, count the days I'm gone. Where there ain't no love, there ain't no getting along. Mm-hmm.
gentle, make it sentimental. Whatever you could suggest, I'll take Robin's nest. Make it sweet and tender, so I must surrender. You know I'd like nothing but the best, so I'll take Robin's nest. For when I get that feeling going round and round, something brings me down, way down, way down. Give me something sweet and gentle, make it sentimental. Whatever you could suggest, I'll take Robin's nest.
Voices for you, Jimmy Rushing with Count Basie, 1939 for Columbia Records, and I Left My Baby, written by and arranged by Andy Gibson, also written by Jimmy Rushing, the singer, and Count Basie, the leader of the band and the piano player. Buck Clayton did some fine work on trumpet, Earl Warren's alto saxophone, Lester Young's tenor. Then, 1947, December, Ella Fitzgerald for Decca, Robin's Nest, written by tenor saxophonist Illinois Jacquette, pianist Sir Charles Thompson. Hank Jones was on piano, high white guitar, John Simmons bass, J.C. Hurd on the drums. Excuse me. Now I'd like to do The Clothed Woman, one of the, for me anyway, one of the most interesting of Duke Ellington's output. I know that's strange to say because there were so many things, but this always fascinated me, even when I heard it so long ago, and I thought of Thelonious Monk, and so I'm going to play Ellington's The Clothed Woman, followed by Thelonious Monk's Monk's Mood. This was done by Ellington and an ensemble, small band, and it's interesting because it contains some things that reminded me initially of what I've been hearing by Thelonious Monk. And I thought it might have been something like Duke Ellington nodding in Monk's direction and wishing him well. And as close as I could get to the December 47, The Clothed Woman was November 47, Monk's Mood. So for you, the two of them. The Clothed Woman, Duke Ellington, and Thelonious Monk, Monk's Mood.
Thank you.
Ellington and Thelonious Monk. Ellington doing The Clothed Woman, December 1947 for Capitol Records. With him, Harold Shorty Baker, trumpet, Johnny Hodges, alto saxophone, Harry Carney, baritone. Ellington piano, Junior Ragland on bass, and Sonny Greer on the drums. And then Thelonious Monk, November 1947 for Blue Note. His piano, George Tetz on trumpet, Sahib Shahab on alto, Bob Page bass, Art Blakey on drums, and Monk's composition, Monk's Mood. And I think there is a comparison there, and it was interesting always from the first I heard those to group them together in a way. Here is Dwight Gatemouth Moore.
Bum diddy righty, bum diddy ray. I've been bought around town all day. Gonna learn to bum with Paul. A bum diddy righty, bum diddy raw.
Called her. She wouldn't even move her head. So I started walking, walking my blue way. But I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. I talked to a policeman in my block. All the neighbors held a grudge, so I knew my case was lost before I even saw the judge. So I kept on walking, walking my blues away. But I'm so glad that troubles don't last always. Now listen to my story. You see that crime doesn't pay, so don't make the same mistake I did and wind up my way walking, walking my blues away. But I'm so glad that trouble don't last.
Gatemouth Moore singing to you from 1945. National Records. Bum Dee Da Ra Dee and Walking My Blues Away, both by him. On trumpet, Dick Vance and Jimmy Hamilton's clarinet and Bud Johnson's tenor and Harry Carney's baritone and Sammy Benskin on the piano, Al Hall, bass, J.C. Hurd playing the drums. This is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
dozens of locally owned businesses who reach out to listeners through underwriting. They recognize that KPLU listeners appreciate the unique flavor that entrepreneurs bring to our communities. Info on how your business can support KPLU is online at kpluunderwriting.org.
Sammy Benskin was playing the piano there on that last piece. And I want to put him with Benny Morton's trombone and his All-Stars 1945 for Blue Note. This is called Conversing in Blue. Thank you. Benny Morton is trombone and his band, excuse me, 1945 for Blue Note, Conversing in Blue. Barney Bigard, clarinet, Ben Webster, tenor saxophone, Sammy Benskin on piano, Israel Crosby, bass, and Eddie Doherty on drums. Benny Morton now had some time in the brilliant Fletcher Henderson 1931 band. We'll hear two. Sugarfoot Stomp. And on that, Benny Morton takes the second of two trombone solos. And I'll tell you the others when we're finished. And then Fletcher Henderson as the Baltimore Bellhops. Also 1931, and Coming and Going. And Morton is the only trombone soloist on that one. A couple of them, Fletcher Henderson, 1931, Benny Morton, trombone. Thank you. trombonist Benny Morton in Fletcher Anderson's band a couple of times, 1931, for Columbia. Sugarfoot Stomp, otherwise known as Dippermouth Blues, written by Joe Oliver and Walter Melrose. Claude Jones played the first trombone solo, Rex Stewart, cornet, Fletcher Anderson's piano, Benny Morton, second trombone solo, and then Coleman Hawkins on his tenor. Then Fletcher Henderson under the name Baltimore Bellhops, and one called Comin' and Goin', written by the two Henderson brothers, Fletcher and Horace. Morton playing the trombone, Bobby Stark trumpet, Coleman Hawkins tenor, Horace Henderson piano. And if you heard that strong guitar in both of them, it was Clarence Holliday, Billy Holiday's father. All right, Benny Morton. Benny Morton. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Take Back Your Meds, a group of over 150 organizations working to protect children, families, and the environment from the dangers of unused pharmaceuticals. More information about the safe storage, return, and disposal of medicines is available at takebackyourmeds.org.
I mentioned earlier in the program, I don't know whether you were listening at the time, but I want to mention it again anyway, that El Malecon Restaurant, Seneca and Post, is on tonight from 6 to 8:30. The Full Circle Jazz Ensemble. Now, this is a special celebration two different ways. It's Bob Hammer's birthday, and it's his music and his arranging. And as I've said many times before, it gets you a chance to get out and actually see and hear artists working. You know, you're not going to a museum. In a way, I suppose it is. But you can go up and talk to them and say, hi, how are you? And it'll be something from 6 to 8:30, Mexican cuisine, no cover, families welcome. I've had a few calls, people wanted the phone number, which I have, and if you want to call me, I'll give you the phone number. You can ask more questions about the place. Specifically, it's at 1122 Post Avenue. It's where Seneca and Post meet. El Malecon. Fine food, fine company. The warmth on a cold evening listening to great music. Full Circle Jazz Ensemble. A celebration of Bob Hammer's birthday and his wonderful music and his wonderful career. So get down there and say hi. And tell them Groucho sent you. All right, where do I want to go? I've got to figure out which disc I brought from home I want to play now. Oh, there it is. Okay. Ida Cox now going to sing for you from 1928.
And cry bad luck for 7 years. And if a black cat crosses them, they'll break right down in tears. To dream of muddy water, trouble is knocking at your door. To dream of muddy water, trouble is knocking at your door. Your man is sure to leave you and never return no more. When your man comes home evil, tell you you are getting old. When your man comes home evil, tell you you are getting old. That's the true sign he's got someone else baking his jelly roll.
Ida Cox singing for you, 1928, Paramount Records. We think that the cornetist is B.T. Wingfield and the pianist is Jesse Crump, and I don't know who the banjo player is. I wish I did. Crump wrote Foggyism and Treetop Tall Papa. We don't know about that either. And she sings A Dollar Is Round and Goes From Hand to Hand. That theme in metaphor form has been passed around a lot. And Clancy Hayes, you might remember him, San Francisco banjo player and singer. And his work with Bob Scobie, and they did one called Silver Dollar. I was going to put it on here, but I couldn't find it. It's somewhere in the house. Ida Cox, 1928. Frederick Exner, interesting guy. He was a Seattle physician, and he liked certain styles of music in this jazz. And he wanted to make some records, so he contacted the great recording engineer in L.A., Chick McGregor. And he said, I want to make some records, and I want to call them Exner. So it's an ego trip, but I want to have some records with my name on it, and I want Kid Ory to play. And McGregor says, yeah, fine, come on down. So they got the band, and they went down there to L.A., not too far for Kid Ory, but a trip for Exner from here, that is the Seattle area, down to L.A., and they did that in early 1945. Exner Records, 10-inch 78 records. We're going to hear the four sides that they made. Mutt Carey plays the cornet, Joe Derensburg the clarinet, and some vocalizing, if there is any. And Ory, of course, on trombone. Buster Wilson, fine pianist. Bud Scott on guitar. He's going to say his famous line in here. Ed Garland bass, and Alton Redd came in to play drums. So, Frederick Exner, thank you very much for your records, and Kid Ory.
Thank you. put your 2 feet close up tight. Swinging to the left and to the right. Step around, pound, nice and light. Spin around, twiddle around with all your might. Stretch your left arm out in space. Do the eagle rock some style and grace. Put your foot way around, bring it back. That's what I call ball in the jack. Put way around, bring it back. That's what I call ball and jack.
Kid Ory's Creole Band, 1945 for Exner Records. Chick McGregor doing the engineering, and thanks to Frederick Exner of Seattle for making those records way back then. Kid Ory playing the trombone, Joe Derensburg singing and playing his clarinet, Mutt Carey his cornet, Buster Wilson piano, Bud Scott guitar, and it was Bud Scott who did the vocal break on Dipper Mouth Blues, which he had done back in the 20s. Ed Garland bass, Alton Redd playing the drums. We heard Dipper Mouth Blues, Savoy Blues, Ory's big piece, Ball and the Jack. Derensburg sang that one in High Society. Sectional piece. And all that, the great New Orleans tradition. I mean, New Orleans, most scholars, I think it's the matrix of this music, and I somewhat agree with that. And that the music flourished and went all over the world. And all it is us making noise. But good noise. Okay. Kid Ory's Creole Band, 1945. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'm here from 3 until 6 on Sundays. Happy to have you on board. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a mission to improve the way divorce law is practiced in the community. The attorneys at Seattle Divorce Services help clients in conflict meet their immediate needs and achieve future security. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
I was talking a moment ago about Chick McGregor, the wonderful recording engineer down in Los Angeles in the 30s and 40s. And he was not only responsible for what you just heard, but he was responsible for some early Kenton things that were done, Stan Kenton Band, and Nat Cole. I brought the Nat Cole for you today. Early trio work in the early 40s with Oscar Moore on guitar and Wesley Prince on string bass, and of course Nat Cole on piano and vocal. And these come from the McGregor transcriptions of that time.
Bésame, bésame mucho. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. Bésame mucho. Hold me, my darling, and say that you'll always be mine. This joy is something new, my arms enfolding. You never knew this thrill before. Who'd ever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering this you I adore. Dearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wings and my life would be through. Bésame mucho. Love me forever and make all my dreams come true. Bésame mucho. Bésame mucho. Something new, my arms enfolding. You never knew this thrill before. Who ever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering it's you I adore. Dearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wings and my life would be through. Bésame mucho. Love me forever and make all my dreams come true. Bésame mucho. Bésame mucho. Makes it tough. Oh, darling, please consider me. And can't you see that I'm not free? You locked my heart and you hid the key. Oh, darling, please consider me. What have I done to have such luck? I wish that I knew. I've paid the price, which wasn't so nice, for loving and losing you. My love for you has grown to make me pray the Lord my soul you'll take. Oh, darling, please consider me. Has grown to make me pray the Lord my soul you'll take. Oh, darling, please consider me. Oh, darling, please consider me.
boy of Harlem town, who plays the piano night and day. Folks all come from miles around to hear him swing his blues away. They come to hear him swing his blues away. The folks all call him Rhythm Sam. They know that he can jump jive. They know that he can jam the jitterbugs all gather round, and they begin to jump jive, shag and hustle down. He's got rhythm from the top of his head to the tip of his toes. The beat's right with him. Everybody knows that he's the best man in the band. They know that he's the best musician in the land. The best man in the band. They know that he's the best musician in the land. A Rhythm Sam, he is a cat who can really jam.
Thank you. flatten, Nat.
Hey, Jim, do we have time for one more?
Well, absolutely, Nat. And it looks like you're all set, so fire up a quickie for all of our Hoosier customers.
That's easy enough. Back home in Indiana, fellas. Look out.
Some of the Chick McGregor transcriptions of the Nat Cole Trio in the early 40s in Los Angeles. Cole piano and singing, Oscar Moore guitar, Wesley Prince bass. Besame Mucho, Please Consider Me, If I Had You, Rhythm Man, How High the Moon, I Got Rhythm, Sweet Lorraine, and Back Home Again in Indiana. And that cool trio, McGregor. Thank you very much, Chick McGregor, for all that work you did. And as I said, for you Stan Kenton fans, he also did some very early Stan Kenton band stuff. You might want to go seek out. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seed Intellectual Property Law Group, where business, science, technology, and law work together to protect your ideas, serving clients in Seattle and around the world for over 46 years. Information at seedip.com.
The final chapter today of the celebration of Dexter Gordon's tenor sax playing, this being his birthday, will be now. This record for Blue Note is called Dexter Calling. It was done in 1961. He has Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to Dexter Gordon there in 1961 for Blue Note and of A Love Affair, A Beauty by Edward Redding and Smile by Charlie Chaplin. Kenny Drew, piano, Paul Chambers, bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. The name of the record is Dexter Calling. If I think of the original record, it had a photo of him in a phone booth. With his horn, of course. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Sleeping Lady, a Leavenworth Mountain Resort nestled on the banks of Icicle Creek, offering an array of recreational, culinary, and agritourism packages. Info on packages at sleepinglady.com.
I'd like to give you two by Tommy Dorsey and two by Billie Holiday.
Trains rumbling by, but you're satisfied, so am I. Just a stone's throw away, the rich folks stay with gardens and artistic bars. But what do we care? They're no happier there than we are with only the moon and the stars. The taxis, the noise in the street, the whistling of boats all night through. Still we never fuss, it's heaven to us, our penthouse on Third Avenue. my heart could only talk, heaven would be mine. If my heart could only talk, life would be divine. You would hear my song of love so tender. It would thrill you until you willingly surrender. If my heart could only talk, dreams would all come true. Neath the starlight I would walk hand in hand with you. I would dare to seek your lips, thrill you to your fingertips. If my heart could only talk.
Thank you.
them for you, starting with Tommy Dorsey and his trombone and his orchestra, 1937 for Victor. Our Penthouse on 3rd Avenue and If My Heart Could Only Talk, vocalist Jack Leonard. Also from 1937, Billie Holiday and her orchestra, If My Heart Could Only Talk and Please Keep Me in Your Dreams. Jonah Jones, trumpet, Edgar Sampson, the great composer, clarinet, Ben Webster, tenor saxophone, Teddy Wilson, piano, Alan Roos on guitar, John Kirby, string bass, Cozy Cole on the drums. I'd like to go out today with an NBC broadcast of June 1939 at the Panther Room of the Hotel Sherman in Chicago and Count Basie. part of an NBC broadcast from the Panther Room of the Hotel Sherman in Chicago, June 4th, 1939. Count Basie and his orchestra, Southland Shuffle, arranged by Andy Gibson, and of course Basie's piano, Harry Sweets Edison's beautiful trumpet throughout there, Buddy Tate's tenor. And then Moton Swing by Benny Moton, with Basie, of course, and Sweets Edison again on his trumpet, Dickie Wells' trombone, and all of them. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.